For 91.9 KBCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. A deadly big rig crashed NAR traffic in Ontario Thursday morning, closing part of the I-10 where it connects with the I-15. According to the California Highway Patrol, a semi-truck crashed into an overpass, knocking down a large steel beam that landed across the westbound lanes. Several cars then struck that beam, triggering a multi-vehicle collision. One person was taken to a nearby hospital with critical injuries and later died. CHP says drugs or alcohol are not suspected. Westbound lanes were shut down for hours as crews removed debris and inspected the overpass before reopening the freeway. Healthcare giant Kaiser Permanente will pay more than $500 million to settle federal allegations tied to Medicare fraud, including operations in California. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, Kaiser affiliates were accused of pressuring doctors to add medical diagnoses that made patients appear sicker, leading to higher payments from the Medicare Advantage program. Kaiser denies wrongdoing, saying it agreed to a $556 million settlement to avoid lengthy litigation. Federal officials say the case highlights ongoing concerns about accuracy and accountability in Medicare billing. The whistleblowers who brought the case will receive a portion of the settlement. The Department of Homeland Security has reinstated a policy requiring advance notice for congressional visits to detention centers. Inland Empire Democrats who sued the agency are asking a judge to step in again. Last year, 12 lawmakers, including Democrats Raul Ruiz and Norma Torres, sued DHS for blocking them from doing unannounced visits at detention centers. A federal judge ruled in December that a spending law prevents DHS or ICE from using public funds to limit oversight. But earlier this week, DHS Secretary Kristi Noem reinstated a 7-day notice requirement for congressional visits. She says the policy is being implemented using only funding from the Big Beautiful Bill. Ruiz says surprise visits are essential to seeing real conditions inside and says DHS has not been transparent with lawmakers on how it plans to enforce the policy.
The existence of the memo, which had not been shared with plaintiffs or the court, only came to light after three members of the Minnesota congressional delegation were subsequently denied access to an ICE facility in Minnesota, despite having the court order in hand.
Meanwhile, Torres says she and other plaintiffs want a judge to force DHS to disclose how Big Beautiful Bill funds are being used. DHS says the policy follows the December court order and was implemented to ensure safety at detention facilities. Jurupa Valley is the latest city in the Inland Empire to pass an ordinance responding to immigration enforcement concerns. At Thursday's city council meeting, council members approved the resolution prohibiting federal immigration agents from wearing masks while operating in the city. The measure also calls for clearly identified vehicles. Councilman Armando Carmona says he pushed for the resolution because of fear in the community, pointing to an October incident in which a family was robbed at gunpoint.
We want to send a message to our community that it's necessary to defend ourselves, to inform ourselves, to know our rights, and to work with our local agencies, our local sheriff department, to really clear the difference. Who are the criminals, who are not?
Despite the vote, Councilman Brian Berkson said he does not expect the resolution to change federal enforcement practices. Meanwhile, the Riverside County Sheriff's Department says it does not participate in immigration enforcement. We want to thank you for listening to KVCR News. We want you to remember to continue to our growing newsroom by donating at kvcrnews.org. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria. Have a good weekend.